My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Scott Herrick, S-C-O-T-T-H-E-R-R-I-C-K. Number 1, chronic kidney disease stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, history of diabetes, and the aging process, period. Recent labs stated 8/15/22 shows a BUN of 15 from 14, creatinine of 1.5 from 1.6, and a GFR of 56 from 51. There is evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria, and as well as high urea in the urinary sediments, period. The urine albumin to creatinine ratio is 464 milligrams, and the urine protein to creatinine ratio is 872 milligrams from 926 milligrams, period. This proteinuria could be related to, well, could be a sign of renal rejection, period. His tacrolimus level is 9.8 from 17.8. We adjusted his prograf from 4 tablets of 1 milligram in the morning and 4 tablets of 1 milligram in the evening to 4 tablets in the morning and 3 tablets in the evening. The prograf goal is 5 to 6, period. He is also taking CellCept 250 milligrams, 4 tablets twice a day, period. We will repeat the tacrolimus level and increase the Kerendia from 10 milligrams to 20 milligrams to see if there's any improvement in the proteinuria, period. If the proteinuria persists despite the increase in the Kerendia, we will consider a renal biopsy in the transplanted kidney for further evaluation, period. The patient is status post deceased donor pancreas and kidney transplant in 2005 at Cleveland Clinic, Ohio. Period. He states he has not followed up with Cleveland Clinic in many, many years. Period. He denies any urinary symptoms. We will continue to monitor. Period. Number 2, renal transplant recipient, as per number 1. Number 3, hypomagnesemia related to his intake of omeprazole. His magnesium level is 1.4. We advised him to discontinue the omeprazole and started him on famotidine, 40 milligrams, 1 tablet daily. We also advised him to take magnesium supplements, 500 milligrams, 1 tablet twice a day, period. We will repeat the magnesium levels and order MBD labs for further evaluation, period. Number 3, hyponatremia, which is likely related to dilution, as he states he drinks lots and lots of water. We advised him to decrease his fluid intake to 50 to 60 ounces in 24 hours, and we will closely monitor for now. Number three, next number, hyperuricemia with the uric acid level of 7. We instructed him to decrease his intake of urine-rich foods, and gave him instructions on the benefits of adjusting the diet to a low uric acid diet. We will continue to monitor if the uric acid level continues to increase. We will consider adding allopurinol 100 milligrams one tablet daily. Period. Next line, hypertension. Today's blood pressure is 105/67. He is euvolemic. Continue with the current regimen. We will continue to monitor and we'll reevaluate this case in 2 months and